Hey, happy Father's Day. What a great day to be alive, amen? Amen. Frustrate the devil another day, hallelujah. Well, we really do have a treat, and I just want to echo what Penny said. We're big fans of Pastor Nick and Rachel, and they brag on you guys all the time. I think they exaggerate, actually, but no, they brag on you all the time and how much they love you and love pastoring you and encouraging you and see what the Lord is doing. And so when I said, hey, Pastor Nick, I know you kind of invited me, you know, to be Father's Day, but I got a curveball for you. What do you think about this? And so we have been, you know, working in Ukraine. When I say we, NRP, Network Related Pastors, that's the organization that this church is a part of. I'm the overseer, the president of that organization. And we do missions all over the world. When the war in Ukraine started, we knew that we had to be there. Not as a political statement, but as a people statement, that people needed Jesus and needed love and care, and that meant food and medicine and things like that as well. And so we made that first journey, and we've met some of the most outstanding, incredible people, you know. And I would just say, as a believer, I'm proud to know these people and be associated with them, and you would brag on them if you knew them. And so we're really privileged to have two of those frontline people, people I've literally been on the front line with, without exaggeration. Vlad is one of our drivers. We have three teams of drivers in the UK that deliver supplies to the churches on the front lines. They're going all the time. In the last 3 years, those three vans, those three trucks have put on about 400,000 miles driving from the borders into the very war areas. And I didn't know how serious it was until I was with him and he pulled the van over. And when he pulled the van over, all these other guys jumped out and they started putting helmets on me and flak jackets on me. And so from this point forward, this is how we got to go. I was like, wait a minute. I don't know if I signed up for this or not. I had Pastor Tim Quintrell with me. His eyes were about this big. And I looked at him. I said, honest, I didn't know this was going to happen. You know, but that's their life. I mean, that's how they're living and what the mission requires. So I'm proud, Vlad and Alexandra, why don't you come up here? These are my dear friends who I love. They are amazing servants of the Lord, and they're going to share with you what you're helping them do, what this church is already helping them do, and the fruit you have is just incredible. As we're seeing God, and you know, Jesus said the gates of hell would not prevail. We're literally seeing in the midst of a hellish situation, the church being a light and a love of Jesus Christ to so many people. So share your hearts with us.
Дякую, Пастор Кіт.
Thank you, Pastor Keith.
Дякую за чудові слова. Я знаю, що це живі слова.
We know these words are living words.
Нам взаємно честь. Знати
For
вас.
Us, we are very honored to know you.
І бути тут.
We are proud to know you and be here.
Ісус, він ріднить нас.
Jesus connects us and has connected us.
І перед тим, як я хочу представити нас,
Before I would like to tell about ourselves.
Я вже говорив ці слова на попередній служінні. Я хочу сказати всіх привітати з Днем Батька.
I would like to say Happy Father's Day.
Слава Богу, я сам є батьком теж.
Thanks God, I am also a father.
Але я моє дитинство було без батька.
But my childhood was apart from father.
Але я шукав завжди істини. І це істину став Бог в моєму житті.
Like I was without father and I every time I tried to find a father.
Я і мій брат,
God becomes my father.
Я і мій брат, ми не знали любові батька фізично.
Me and my elderly brother, we don't know God, don't know father's love. Didn't know.
Але Ісус став нашим батьком.
But Jesus has become our father.
І Бог посилав в наше життя і посилає тих, хто є нашими духовними батьками.
And God has sent and sent to us such people who really became our fathers.
Ісус залишається нашим центральним духовним батьком.
God is our central heavenly father.
І я хотів би сказати, що Цінуйте ваших духовних батьків.
And I also want to say, please appreciate your heavenly fathers, your spiritual, sorry, spiritual fathers.
Коли ви в дитинстві, у вас є фізичні батьки?
When you your child, your kids,
ви мали
you had like or you have your physical like earthly fathers.
Але сьогодні кожен із вас має духовного батька.
But now you also have your spiritual fathers.
І пам'ятайте, що на них кладеться велика відповідальність.
And remember that they are very very responsible.
Велика напруга.
And also like you know stress on them.
Тому що вони хочуть, щоб ви дійшли до зустрічі з Ісусом.
Because they want to lead you to
і зберегли
Jesus
віру.
And to keep your faith.
Амінь.
Amen.
Thank you. Мене звати Влад.
My name is Vlad.
Це моя чудова, прекрасна дружина Олександра.
Here is my wonderful wife, Alexandra.
Wonderful, of the wonderful. Yes.
I try to translate him.
Так. Yes. І вона є моєю підтримкою.
She is my support.
In the front line.
Support in a front line.
Так. Я хочу сказати, що коли ми їдемо на лінію фронту,
I want to say when we are going to the front line,
наші сім'ї переживають духовні атаки.
Our family, they go through spiritual attacks.
Кожного разу.
Every time.
І ми думали, що це співпадіння якесь.
Firstly, we noticed maybe it is like all of a sudden something's happened.
Але це ставалося майже постійно.
But almost every time when I go to the front line, we have some spiritual attacks on a family.
І ми розуміємо, що наші дружини це наша
and
підтримка.
We understand that our
потужна
wives,
підтримка.
They are our really great support, powerful support.
Дяка Богу за дружин.
Thanks God for wives.
Ви можете бачити,
you
це наша донечка Естер.
Here is our daughter Esther.
Їй 5 років.
She is 5 years old.
Це наш син Тадей.
Here is
йому
our
півтора
son,
роки.
Thaddeus. He is year and a half.
А це наш бойовий кінь.
Here is our horse.
Нашої команди церкви.
Of our team and our church.
Please next slide. А що таке? Так. І наша церква знаходиться в Запоріжжі.
Our church is in Zaporizhzhia.
Можливо, хтось бачив карту України, цікавився.
Maybe you have seen the map of Ukraine.
І так виглядає наш регіон.
And our region looks like this.
Один із штатів нашої України.
It is like one of the state of our Ukraine. Region, так. It's like state of.
Те, що червоним ви бачите тут.
Everything which is in red.
Це територія, яка захоплена Росією.
This territory is occupied under occupation. Russian
на жаль,
occupation.
Їх ніхто не запрошував, але вони зайшли туди.
Unfortunately, we really didn't wait for them and didn't welcome them, but they appeared in our
До війни ми з моїм тестем.
Before the war, me and my father-in-law and me.
Ми їздили в ці місця і служили по церквам.
We traveled to these cities and we served in churches there.
Сьогодні ці церкви закриті.
Nowadays these churches are closed.
Їм не дозволяють збиратись.
They are not allowed to gather together to be together.
Деякі церкви зруйновані.
Будівлі. Some of the buildings of the churches are really destroyed.
70% нашого регіону окуповано. 70%
is under occupation now.
Лише 30%,
25%
те, що ви бачите світлим цієї частини верхньої,
Ukraine,
вона є вільна.
Zaporizhzhia region, which is in yellow,
та крапка.
This territory is free. This point,
Це є місто Запоріжжя.
Exactly Zaporizhzhia city.
20 миль від лінії фронту.
It is 20 miles from the front line.
Ми переживаємо атаки бомбами.
We are going through bombs attacks.
Ракетами.
Missile attacks.
Дронами.
Drones attacks.
Але церква Ісуса Христа знаходиться там.
But the Church of Jesus Christ is right here.
Майже ніхто не виїхав. Thanks God.
Almost like very very small part of the church like moved abroad from the very beginning of the war, but almost all people are in church. They don't want to move. They want to be in Ukraine and in the church.
Next slide, please. Це майже те, що я тільки можу сказати.
It's almost everything I could speak in English.
Я тренувався.
I really tried to do it several times.
Next slide, please. Ви можете бачити, це наша церква в Запоріжжі.
Here is our church in Zaporizhzhia.
І це люди, які прийшли отримати духовну підтримку і матеріальну підтримку у вигляді їжі.
Here also you could see a people who come to get spiritual support and to get, and some of them also come to church to get physical support to get food, like humanitarian
медицина,
aid,
медицина, їжа,
medicine,
одяг.
And food and clothes as
так.
Well.
І на жаль, ми втратили це приміщення.
Unfortunately, we lost this
on the next slide,
building.
Please. Так виглядає гуманітарна допомога людям, які прийшли. Ви можете бачити цей будинок, він гарно виглядає.
This building it looks like nice.
Yes. Next slide. А так виглядає цей будинок після того, як прилетіла бомба.
The building after the Russian missile strike.
Це був лише цивільний будинок.
It was just a civilian building.
Ми проводили там служіння, люди проводили там зустрічі.
Meetings here.
І це не був військовий об'єкт.
It wasn't a military object or military.
І це сталося в понеділок.
And it happened on Monday.
А перед цим була неділя.
And on Sunday before Monday it was service there.
І ви можете уявити, що було б, якби це сталося в неділю.
You could imagine what could be if this missile attack could be if it was on Sunday, but thanks God it wasn't Monday.
Більшість таких будинків в місті зруйновано.
Yeah, most of such we have lots of buildings like this in our city. They are absolutely destroyed.
Але це говорить про те, що ми є церквою Ісуса Христа.
But we are the Church of Jesus Christ.
І ми є храм Духа Святого.
And we are the church like of Holy Ghost.
Не ці стіни, не дах.
Not walls, not roof.
Не підлога.
Yeah, not.
Не будинок.
Not building.
Але ми.
But we.
І кожен з вас.
And each of you.
Є частинкою Царства Божого.
Is a part of God's kingdom.
Ви ті, хто носите Боже царство в собі.
You, everyone of you has God's kingdom inside of you.
І неважливо, що може відбуватись навколо вас.
And it doesn't depend on what is going on around you.
Ворог, можливо, хоче зруйнувати все навколо вас.
Maybe enemy wants to destroy everything around you.
Але коли у вас живе Дух Святий.
But when the Holy Ghost is inside you, when Holy Ghost lives inside you.
Господь ніколи не дозволить навіть волосині впасти з вашої голови.
God never let even like your
hair
to fall down.
Так. Next slide, please. А тут ви можете бачити.
Here you could see
потужних
powerful
Captain America. Superman, Captain America. Yes. It's American heroes.
Yes.
Yes. Завдяки цим людям.
Thanks to this people.
Богу, який живе в цих людях.
And thanks to God who lives in this.
Слава вся йому.
Praise the Lord.
Вони, залишаючи свої сім'ї,
they,
залишаючи комфорт,
they leave their families, their comfortable life maybe.
Вони приносили нам любов Ісуса і приносять.
They give us God's love.
З початку війни,
from the very beginning of the war,
через Бог зв'язав нас через різних людей.
God really has connected us. We are several people, different people.
Ми не були знайомі фізично.
We didn't see each other like offline.
Ми познайомилися з пастором Мервіном.
I was introduced to Pastor Mervin online.
І вони були відкриті допомогти.
And NRP were opened for us to help.
Не знаючи нас.
And they didn't know about us, like didn't know us.
І вони після першого дзвінка сказали, що ми подумаємо, чи ми зможемо допомогти і задзвонимо.
Yeah, it was the first video call and they said that we will call you later. And we will say what could we do? How could we help?
В той час нам дуже не вистачало автобуса, яким би ми могли возити допомогу.
Exactly this time our church needed very much a van to deliver humanitarian aids and clothes and medicine and all other stuff to frontline cities and villages.
Той самий автобус, який ви бачили на першому слайді.
Exactly this van which you saw on the first slide.
І через декілька тижнів
in several weeks
вони подзвонили і сказали,
they called and said,
що ми від нашого об'єднання NRP
from our NRP
хочемо допомогти вам, вашій церкві.
We want to help your church.
І першим, що ми хочемо зробити, це купити вам автобус.
The first that we want to do is to buy a van.
І це було чудо від Господа.
Really God's miracle.
Тому що ми не говорили, що нам конкретно потрібно.
Because we didn't tell them, you know, specifically that we need a van.
І я розумів, що це є провадження від Бога.
I understand that it is only God who led all this conversation
and all this
situation.
Він підтримує те, що ми хочемо робити.
He supports what we are want to do.
І для нас було дуже дивно те, що не бачучи нас,
us,
ці люди готові
really,
пожертвувати
so
велику суму фінансів.
These people, they have never seen us before, like offline.
Довірити
we had only
нам.
An online call. And,
довіряти нам,
yeah, they really trust us.
І так міг тільки Бог.
And only God who could do this.
Дякуємо, Ісусе.
Thank you, Jesus, and thank you all.
Це наш пастор.
Here is our pastor.
My
father-in-law.
Так. Тато моєї дружини.
My personal father. My earthly father.
Next slide, please. Так виглядає допомога цивільному населенню.
Here you could see how we help civilians.
Були такі моменти, коли ми привозили продукти, і нам не вистачало їх.
There
навіть.
Were some moments when we delivered like humanitarian aids and some people were lack of them because there were too much people who needed.
Ви можете бачити ті будинки, які там жили люди. Ці всі люди жили в тих будинках.
Yeah, all these people they lived in these buildings nearby.
Пізніше ми були з пастором Кітом і з братами.
After several months we were with Pastor Keith and other brothers in this place.
Ці будинки всі згорівши.
All these buildings were destroyed.
Вони знищені.
Were damaged.
Багато людей загинуло.
A lot of people died.
Але я хочу вам сказати, що ці
But
люди
I
чули
want to say that these people,
про Ісуса.
They hear about Jesus.
Вони чули, що
they
Господь є Бог.
God, that the Lord is God.
І ми не знаємо, що сталося з ними.
We don't know exactly what how their destiny.
Але ми знаємо, що слово,
but we know that the word,
воно було посіяне.
The word was seeded in their
hearts. І знаєте те, що в велику частину
тієї роботи
було зроблено завдяки вашій підтримці.
The great part was made because of your support.
І не лише фінансові,
not only financial,
але й духовні.
But also spiritual.
Я хочу сказати, що ми переживаємо не лише фізичну війну.
We are going through not only we are through physical war.
Ми переживаємо також духовну війну.
But also through spiritual war.
Люди переживають страхи.
Yeah, people,
the next slide, please.
They, people face with fear all the time.
Люди переживають депресії.
They people face with depression.
Деякі є моменти, коли в людей навіть є одержимість.
Some moments we saw that people were obsessed.
Ми зустрічали таких людей.
We met some people.
Демони проявлялися.
Like we saw demons in them.
Тому що коли ти говориш за Ісуса,
because
вони не можуть утриматись.
Because when we talk about Jesus, demons can sit, you know, calm.
Наскільки реальний духовний світ?
Because spiritual world is so real.
Дуже важливо підтримувати хлібом.
It's very important to support people with bread.
Але найперше,
but the first,
що коли здоровий дух,
when the spirit is healthy,
тоді й здорове тіло.
So the, all the body is healthy too.
І ми це розуміємо.
And we understand this.
Тому що також я є військовим капеланом.
I am a military chaplain.
І ми не просто приїжджаємо на якісь військові бази.
We are not going just to like military bases or.
Ми їдемо там, де вони живуть, за декілька за декілька миль.
We go to soldiers and we live among them.
5 миль.
In 5 miles.
Від лінії, де відбувається
from the front line.
Битви, да, front line. І коли ти спілкуєшся з хлопцями,
when,
солдатами,
communicated with,
це ті самі будинки, до речі,
yeah,
які ви бачили раніше.
These buildings which you saw before.
В них немає ні вікон, ні дверей, вони всі згорівші.
No windows and doors are here, everything is damaged.
Sorry. І коли ти спілкуєшся з військовими,
when you communicate with a soldier,
і в цей момент ми відчуваємо, як звуки ракет, які літають над нами.
And we really hear the missiles which are above us.
Я не можу передати це так.
I cannot tell you how.
І часами ти сидиш і думаєш, що я тут роблю?
And at the same time I was just sitting and think, what I'm doing here?
Мені за це не платять гроші.
Everything which I do, I do for free.
Мені не пообіцяли мільйон доларів.
And nobody tells me that somebody gives me millions of dollars for it.
Мені не сказали, що в мене ще буде ще одне життя.
Yeah, I don't have another life, you know, second life.
Це не комп'ютерна гра.
Yeah, it is not a computer game.
Тому що ми переживали, коли бомби падали біля нас, коли ми їхали.
Yeah, we felt this when bombs was nearby.
On the next slide, please.
When we go through.
Але коли ти молишся з ними і вони плачуть як діти.
But when you pray with these guys and these very strong men, they start to cry like kids, like children.
Наші серця сокрушаються.
Our hearts are like
broken в ім'я Ісуса.
Like our hearts are broken in the name of Jesus.
Тому що ми розуміємо, що вони, можливо, до кінця не всі бачать, не розуміють, що вони бачать не нас такими класними, що не ми герої.
These guys, they don't see we are not heroes, you know?
Що вони бачать Ісуса.
But these guys, they see Jesus in us.
І були моменти, коли сьогодні ми говорили з ними.
And there were moments when today we speak with them.
Молили з ними.
We pray for them.
І на наступний день.
And next day.
Всі три
guys.
Вони загинули.
And all these three guys, they died.
Вони мали сім'ї, вони мали дітей, дружин.
They had families, they had kids.
Але їхнє життя зупинилось.
But their lives stopped.
І часом для нас це шок.
And for us it's really shock.
Але ми знаємо, що наше життя, воно колись закінчиться фізично.
But we know that our life someday will finish.
І, можливо, ми зустрінемо когось там.
And maybe we will meet someone of them in the heaven.
Next slide, please. Я хотів би показати вам одну із зустрічей.
Я вірю, що Ісус Син Божий.
На якій солдати
я вірю, що Ісус помер за мої
гріхи. Попросити вибачення у Бога.
І в третій день по Біблії воскрес. Ісус, війди в моє серце.
Ісус, війди в моє серце.
Будь моїм Господом і Спасителем.
Будь моїм Господом і Спасителем.
Господь, прости мої гріхи.
Господь, прости мої гріхи.
Я каюсь тобі за всі свої гріхи.
Я каюсь за всі свої гріхи.
Господь, зміни моє життя.
Господь, зміни моє життя.
В ім'я Отця, Сина і Святого Духа. Амінь.
В ім'я Отця, Сина і Святого Духа. Амінь.
Знаєте, ми коли знаходимося трохи далі від війни,
when we are a bit apart from the war,
ми розуміємо, що в нас більше шансу для
життя.
We understand
that we have more
вижити.
Chances to survive, to live.
А вони знають,
and they know,
що, можливо, через годину,
then that in one hour maybe,
вони можуть втратити це життя.
They can live their lives.
І там немає людей, які не вірять.
There are no people there who don't believe.
Кожен шукає віру.
Everyone they are seeking for faith.
Звичайно, ми зустрічали і сатаністів.
We really met satanists there.
Ми зустрічали тих, хто вірив в різних богів.
We met guys who believed in several gods.
Тому що людська природа, вона шукає.
Because like a person inside of all of them is seeking of something.
Шукає того, з ким вона хоче мати відносини.
Is seeking for something with whom he wants to make relationship.
Деякі снайпери
some of the snipers
розказували, що демони тягали їх за ноги.
Told us that demons took their feet.
Говорили, які вони речі переживають.
Told what they are going through.
І хто, як не церква Ісуса Христа?
And only the Jesus Christ Church
принесе світло.
Will give light.
Прогонить всяку тьму.
Will
що саме? Тобі? А?
One second, sorry.
Можна зруйнує.
Destroy the church of only the church of Jesus Christ, God through the church could destroy all the darkness.
І я хочу в кінці
and at the end,
я хочу подякувати
I would like to say thank you.
NRP.
Thank you, NRP, and your
я хочу
church.
Подякувати вашому духовному батьку.
I would like to say thank you to your spiritual father, to your pastor.
Що ваші пастори, вони чують голос Божий.
They really hear the voice of God.
Для нас це цінно.
For us it is very
наші серця сокрушаються від цього.
We are so blessed.
Ви маєте повне право.
You have a right. A full ride.
Будувати тут і не звертати на нас уваги.
Build church
нашої країни.
Here and don't care about our country.
Але ми вдячні за ваші серця.
But we are so thankful for your hearts.
За те, що ви поруч.
That you are near.
Ми це бачимо тим, що ми тут живі.
We see because we are alive here.
Багато разів дрони і ракети пролітали над нашим домом.
A lot of times drones and missiles is like was near our house.
Вони прилітали на наш дім молитви, де ми збирались.
And drones and missiles were
rockets.
On the building building where the church was.
Але ми живі, ніхто
but
не постраждав.
But we are alive and nobody died.
І духовна зброя
and
сильніша за фізичну.
Is more powerful than physical one.
Дякуємо.
Thank you.
On the next slide, please. Thank you, NRP. Thank you, God, for NRP.
Go ahead. Let's praise God for the gift that Vlad and Alexandra are to not only the church, but to us. And thank you for sharing your heart and everything that God's done both in and through you.
Yeah, we really understand how it could be, how we should be mad for God, like crazy for God. And you are also crazy for God and mad for God, you as well, because you are with us.
Amen.
You stand with us. Thank you.
You know, I Rachel and I had the opportunity of meeting Vlad and Alexander. You guys could be seated a few days ago, and right away we saw pictures of Esther and Thaddeus. And Rachel and I got in the car, and the first thing that entered our minds were the kids. Like, how in the world could you leave and come to the U.S. and the thought process? And I just instantly went as a father, like, how do you do that? And I went to Alexandra and said, I was going to ask a question. And Vlad got like a little nervous because the answer wasn't going to be next slide. Please. That's great. That's great. But they answered the question throughout the last few hours. Coming to America was not a stressful thing. Going to deliver bread could be stressful. Just going down the street could be more stressful. And I'm so thankful for everything that God's called them to be. And they're a living example of verses I'm about to read with you all. They just want to be in on everything that Jesus is doing within his church. And you all are in on everything that Jesus is doing within his church, whether you think you are or not. And you get to continue to be in on everything that Jesus is doing throughout his church in the world. It is not very often that we get to put a face, four faces in this way, to what we're giving towards or being a part of. You were a part of this horse. You were a part of this. Whether you knew it or not, you were a part of it. And today we get to be a part of something else. We're going to receive an offering today for Vlad and Alexandra and Thaddeus and Esther and the mission in Ukraine. Not just their family, the mission. And as we do that, I'm going to read why we're doing that. And it's out of a writing from Paul to the church in Corinth. And in chapter 9 of 1 Corinthians, starting at verse 19, it says, "Even though I am free of the demands and the expectations of everyone," Vlad, I will never read this and not think of you. "I have voluntarily became a servant to any and all in order to reach a wide range of people. Religious, non-religious, meticulous moralists, loose-living immoralists, the defeated, the demoralized, whoever. I didn't take on their way of life. I kept my bearings in Christ, but I entered their world. And I tried to experience things from their point of view. I've become just about every sort of servant there is in my attempts to lead those I meet into a God-saved life. I did all of this because of the message. I didn't just want to talk about it any longer. I wanted to be in on it. This is our opportunity today to be in on it with this family and with everything that's going on in their lives. We get to be in on it. So the ushers are going to come forward. We're going to pray. The ways to give are going to come up behind me. Every penny that comes in the offering is going to go towards Vlad and Alexandra, their family, and the mission in Ukraine. If you want to give online, just select Ukraine Relief Effort, and everything will go straight to them. Father God, I thank you so much for this family. I thank you for who they are, who they were created to be. God, I thank you for
for Vlad and the man of God that you have continued to make him into. God, may you continue to speak to him, encourage him, empower him, equip him, and help him as you challenge him to challenge others. God, help him to lead others into a God-saved life. God, I pray that you would continue to give him that eternal perspective in everything that he does. God, thank you for the husband that he is, the father that he is, but most of all, continue to encourage him as a son. Lord, I thank you so much for Alexandria and the daughter that she is, Lord. God, may you continue to show her her worth, Lord, in your eyes. May she continue to understand that she is the apple of your eye, Lord. And God, I pray that you would continue to equip and challenge and encourage and empower her in every single way as she is the wife that you've called her to be, the mother that you've called her to be. And may she be the mother to so many young ladies and older ladies even in Ukraine, Lord. May her joy and her presence just bring your peace to so many people. And may your promise of your word be so encouraging to them that it would be a peace that goes beyond all understanding. In Jesus' name, amen. Ushers, you guys are already released. And as we receive the offering, I want you to know that there's some cards at the connection point with the information that Vlad pointed out. Just if you'd like to stay in contact with them, their Instagram, their Facebook, their WhatsApp, if you'd like to see what's going on. And there's also a way to support them moving forward. So Pastor Keith, if you'd like to come up, he's going to land the plane for us. And he's going to try to encourage us as men over the next few minutes. Pastor Keith, I know I told you 12 o'clock, but you got like 12:10. Sound good?
10 after midnight. I got a lot of time.
Yeah. We'll order pizza. Yeah, Penny, amen. Can I have your debit card? Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah. Amen. Well, number one, thank you for your hospitality towards my dear friends and your new friends. And thank you for your generosity. They really are living examples of just living outside yourself and being associated with them and our other teams there has been one of the greatest blessings of my life and has challenged me to a new level. You know, when we go there, I'll just tell you, we don't go as experts about anything. When I show up there, I'm the stupidest man there. I just watch what they do and try to learn from them. And I asked one of their leaders, what's the value of us being here, really? I mean, I know the aid we're bringing. You know, we brought trucks and we brought tractor-trailer loads of generators and wood stoves in the winter because all their electrical grids were knocked out and everything. But they said just being here reminds us that the world hasn't forgotten about us. And when I asked them, I said, what can I tell Americans? They say, same thing. Please just don't forget about us. You know, this thing has dragged on. It's been 3 years. It's been brutal. There's no end in sight right now. I wish I could be more optimistic, but I'm not. But in the midst of that, there's people. And there's people that need Jesus. And there's people that love Jesus. And these are our brothers and sisters. Amen. So thank you for loving them today, you know, with your generosity. And if you want to do something further, if you talk to Pastor Nick, he can arrange for that. I don't say there's lots of needs. I just say there's lots of opportunities. There's lots more people there we could love to another level. So thank you for that. I'm just going to literally share just a couple minutes with you. It's real quick. It's Father's Day. Pastor Nick asked me, please, I don't want to get in trouble with him or he'll harass me and pick on me, you know, and everything. You know, now that we're friends, you know what I'm saying? he can needle with the best of them. Are you with me? Have you ever seen him in action? But I want to look at Genesis 14 real quick with me for a minute. I want to just talk about Abraham. You know, Abraham in the scripture is painted as the father of the faith and the father of our faith. And for the past couple weeks, I've just been reading Abraham's life story and just making some notes. I'm not going to share all them with you, so don't get nervous. But I want to just talk about a couple quick points, really, really just one. I just one quick point I want to make with you. I want to read this, and I'm going to comment on it, okay? Then a survivor came and told Abram, the Hebrew, and this is before his name's Abraham, he's still Abram right now. Now he was residing by the oaks of Mamre and Amoret, the brother of Eshcol and the brother of Aner, and they were allies with Abram. When Abram heard that his relative, speaking about Lot, had been taken captive, he led out his trained men born in his house, numbering 318, and went in pursuit as far as Dan. So what happened, his nephew Lot is attacked. And Lot in the Bible, he's not the nicest guy, are you with me? But they had a covenant relationship. And when Abraham knew, or Abram in this case, knew that Lot had been plundered and been stolen from, you know what he did? He didn't pray about it. That's one thing he didn't do. See, I've got the gift of interpretation. A lot of times when Christians say, I'm going to pray about it, what that means is no. That was a joke. Oh, Pastor, I'll pray about helping. Okay, next person, would you help? Okay. Because some things you just don't need to pray about. And part of the way God has made a man is we are made to protect people. Okay? That's why we're bigger. That's why we're stronger. That's why our voices are different, you know, not so we can be on the cover of a magazine or something, but so that when somebody is weaker than us or in need of us, then we use our strength, we use our masculine powers that God has given us to act in a defender role. And the mark of a father, the first mark that we see in Abraham's life, is he's going to defend his kin. He's going to stand up without apology and defend them. And guys, listen to me. There is something in our culture. You know, my kids used to joke, you know, I called it the gender blender 20 years ago. And, you know, we were sitting around talking, and my kids were saying, boy, Dad, you had it right 20 years ago. My boys were telling me, man, they're just doing everything they can to make us apologize for being a man, to make us apologize for injustice, to make us apologize for standing up for the weak and needy, to apologize for defending our wives and protecting our children, like we're supposed to just act like women instead of men. Aren't you glad God made a man and God made a woman? Amen? And I believe one of the things that God wants to do in the church, that he wants to do in the church so that he gets the credit, that men will understand how God has made them, and that desire to defend people and protect people and to stand in the gap and run to their aid is something that God has put in our hearts. I mean, think about your pastor in his heart. I mean, think about just that term. What did David say about a pastor? He said, you know, the bear came after the sheep, and I went after the bear, and the lion came after the sheep, and I went after the lion. That's what a pastor does, amen? He just doesn't sit and echo nice, sweet words that happen on Sunday morning for a couple of hours. But he defends the flock. He stands in the gap for the flock. He warns the flock. He goes against the bear and the lion, though he's underarmed, because there's a spirit that God has given us as men. Are you with me? You know, I've had conversations. You know, my children are all grown. Our youngest is 28. Daniel's 28. Still single, by the way, just as a record. But anyway, it's a pretty good catch, in my opinion. But anyway, I was asking him how much money he had in the bank the other day. I was like, wow, that's pretty good. But anyway, okay, anyway. But just talking with them, okay, about manhood and about protecting, just saying, listen, there's never going to be a day when I am apologetic about being your dad. There's never going to be a day where I'm just like, you're on your own, you know, hope it works out. Now, there's sometimes you got to let things fall to the ground as a parent. I understand that. I'm not talking about being a helicopter parent, okay? It's not what I'm talking about. I'm just talking about that. What God has put in me as a father and as a Christian is I am always interested in my children. I'm always going to do whatever I can. If they need protection, or they need my aid, or they need my opinion sometimes when they don't think they do, I'm not going to apologize for giving and doing that. Are you with me? Right. And there is a spirit in the world, I'm telling you, that wants to silence men. You know, when God was talking to Moses about what a man does, he talked about his being with his children, and he talked about the word of God, and he said, you shall speak of them when they rise up and when they lie down and when they come in and when they go out. What does the man do? He speaks. This idea of the strong, silent type, that's a Western movie. That's not the kingdom of God. Are you with me? And guys, God wants to give us a voice. He wants you to use your voice. He wants you to exercise that muscle more than you exercise your bicep, okay? Because your voice is power, and it's got a different tone. It's got a different flavor than a woman's voice. Thank the Lord, because we need both of them. But today's Father's Day. Today's your day. And I'm saying there's something in us, and there's something that God wants to put into the church, the masculine nature of the church. And when I look at these people that in the midst of what, and I've been there 8 times in 3 years, spent many hours, and our days are long. We have 20-hour days usually when we're there. And I just, so you know these people like this, and you just think, how are they doing what they are doing? It's not the power of the flesh. It's the power of the Spirit. Right. That there are spiritual fathers there that are saying, we're not leaving our people behind. We're not leaving them behind. Alexandra has a little sister. She's 14 years old now. When the war started, she was 11. And her parents said to her, because their area was being hit very hard, her parents asked her if she wanted to go stay with some friends outside the zone in other areas of Ukraine where it's a lot safer. And she said, no, if our family dies, I want to die with our family. 11-year-old girl. Woo! So listen, so I'm going to start a new ministry. Here it is. For those who are dejected and depressed and always feeling bad about their life and always complaining about everything, I'm going to take you to Ukraine. I'm going to leave you there for a week. And I promise you will look at your life different than you ever had before. You will be healed in Jesus' name. Are you with me? They're not sure if I'm serious or not. he can help me. He said he will help you. Yeah. Don't go with him because he'll take you right there. He'll take you right there. Literally, we're standing there, and all of a sudden, literally, a rocket goes off. They were joking because I left my feet. I got airborne. I got vertically went right up. And they said, okay, we have to move now. I that's a good idea. But isn't it great that God in his wisdom, and Pastor Nick talked to you earlier about the scriptures changing your life. You know what the scriptures do? They teach you to see your life in light of heaven, not in light of earth. To understand who you are and how God made you and what he has for you. And it's not that the irritants of life, paying the rent and going to work and changing diaper. That stuff is all still real, but it changes your perspective. The fragrance of eternity baptizes you, and your life becomes significant. We were listening to Pastor Rick this week, and we had a group of leaders together, and Pastor Rick teaching about the difference between success and significance. Very, very eye-opening. You can have success and never be significant, and you can look like you're not successful and be very significant because you make a difference in somebody else's life. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to be significant. How about you? Amen. I want to be like what I do. I want to last after they sell my car off and sell my house off after I turn into fertilizer. Are you with me? I want to be significant. I want all the men to stand up with me this morning. Who wants to sign up for this? What men here want to sign up for being significant, to have a voice, to be a protector without apology? Amen. And that starts with our voice. That starts for speaking up in truth. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. So, Father, I speak a blessing on these men, God, in Jesus' name. And God, I pray that they would hear from heaven. They would hear their pastor's heart. And God, even today, there'd be something that would be stirred up in them. God, anywhere where their life circumstances or the culture or even family dynamics have just tried to beat them into silence or beat them into submission, God, just for the cares and the hardships of life that want to try to silence us, God, that we would be gentle, but we would be fierce. God, we would be strong, but we would be tender, God, yes, in the name of Jesus. I just speak a blessing on these men, God, that their image, their example would be you, Lord, and not the movies, Lord, not the music, God, not the money. It would be you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, let there be such a stirring here in White Oak at Bridge City Church, Lord, that men will come to this church just to see what a man looks like, God.
Yes.
God, they will be drawn here supernaturally, God. Lord, we pray. Thank you, God. Thank you that you made us male and female from the beginning. And God, today as men, we celebrate the fact that we've been made men. I heard somebody say a long time ago, being a male is a matter of birth. Being a man is a matter of choice. Amen. So let's choose to be men in Jesus' name. Amen. Pastor Nick.